Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Felicia, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
To the EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked, and I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in.
Y'all hear that? It's the alarm.
Clock off. It's time.
Welcome to GQ Palace. Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I'm your host, Vay Queen, and with me tonight will be Storm and Miss Mo Better. This is a place, a time where you could just chill, kick back, and just enjoy. You can click on the link, just listen to the show. You can call into the number. Dial 1, press that 1. You'll be able to join into the art conversation. Anyway, my lip gloss is on. Let's move on forward. Let's do it. Let's get it.
All right, Ella.
Who is that? Storm.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I hear that little introduction and stuff. I hear you. It's your girl Storm in the building. How you doing, Ray Queen?
I am doing awesome. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. I'm favored. I am so grateful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy hump day, all that good stuff. Who's humping tonight? You know the song. You know what it is. Yes, but it's hump day. It's a wet day. It's oh my God, this weather is so tricky. It's get sick day, get sick week. This weather is trying to get people sick. So people, please be careful. Please be careful out there. I was sitting earlier today. I was just thinking of like just how the weather's been and how like we have the nice weather with no jackets on. The next thing you know, we have the weather where it's super cold. Now you have all this freaking rain. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just praying that we're all covered, you know, just covered so we don't get sick. And, you know, those people who have, you know, compromised immune system and stuff, it's crazy. But I'm doing good over here. Happy birthday to those of you who are celebrating a birthday. It's not my season, but I'm sure it's someone's season. You know, I'm not... on top. Is it Aquarius? No, not Aquarius, is it? I don't know. We'll save that
don't
for
ask me
better. My favorite one is Capricorn. So, you know, because that's me. Yeah.
Oh,
I
thought you were bigging up my daddy because he was a Capricorn, but I forgot. Yes, you are a Capricorn.
Yes, I am.
Coming, baby.
Yes. So definitely, you know, happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday and all that good stuff.
Happy birthday. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Back to our sponsor.
I heard the thunder.
Thanksgiving is gone and Christmas soon come. You have any plans, Diva?
No, just try and spend it with. Oh,
ew.
I heard that thunder. Who's
hello,
in the building,
ladies? Hello. I heard y'all talking and stuff. It's Sagittarius season.
Oh.
Thank you.
Too bad it's not Capricorn season. I'll be damned.
You're Aries.
It's Sagittarius. It's not Capricorn season yet.
Go ahead. Check me. Thank you. I get it.
Yeah. Not till the 20th to the 21st. Is
slow your
Capricorn
roll, right?
Star.
I know.
Yeah. Pump your brakes, just pump them a little bit.
How you doing, Miss Mobetta? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little tired, cold.
Is it cold?
I can't complain. You know.
And rainy where you ladies are.
But what's that? Huh?
It's raining for us, yeah. It's raining in New York, yeah.
Yeah, it's raining, yeah. It's been raining all day, which they were saying it wasn't supposed to, but the meteorologist was wrong this time.
How about cold? What's the temperature like there?
I don't know.
Today was actually pretty warm. It was 58 degrees today, so it wasn't cold. It wasn't that cold.
It was what?
It was just wet. Really damp all day. Yeah.
What you said? What? 58?
What? It was 58 today. Yeah.
Wow. Because yesterday it was like 30-something in the morning.
All right.
Lord.
Like yesterday it was like super cold in the morning. And then this morning it wasn't that cold, but it was wet. It was raining. So that's why I said that get this weather. You got to be careful out there, guys.
Oof. Yeah.
Yep.
That part. That whole part.
And it's flu season.
So.
It's flu season,
well, it's
guys.
Everything.
Those of you who
it's
do
everything
this,
season.
This
it
guy, you know. Just make sure
you
guys
go.
Look, if you get the shot, it's time to get the shot. How about that? If you don't get the shot, be careful because there's a good like 4 or 5 people that I know right now that have the flu, and it's there. You know, it's definitely the numbers are going up again. So just be mindful, people.
Everybody just better be prepared to put their mask back on because I see it coming. Yeah,
definitely.
My job
definitely.
Already started it.
Back
oh,
on, I
okay.
never took mine off. And caught COVID a few weekends ago. I never took my mask off and still caught COVID like three
weekends ago. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's something in the water.
I need to think about that.
It's something in the water, the air, the food. Everything, even in the vaccination. There was a lady I came across today. She says she never had COVID, but she got the vaccinations and one of the boosters. And ever since then, she's gone into congestive heart failure and cancer and all these ailments, kidney failure, and is barely making it. Like, she couldn't even walk. I had to help her walk into the office today. Like,
wow, that's bad.
We don't
that's
know
bad.
What is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, if you can just keep yourself as healthy as possible, try to take the proper vitamins. Vitamin D is very important. It's very important when it comes to,
you know,
a lot of people don't get enough vitamin D in their regimen, you know. A lot of people don't take it. You don't like take the pills. They have it in a liquid form. They have that's what I get. Liquid vitamin D. You know.
Oh,
and
they
stuff,
have liquid.
You know,
they do.
Yes,
have
they
liquid
have. They
D?
Have liquid vitamins. Yes, they have liquid vitamins.
I take my
B complex is liquid, and so is my vitamin D. But I have.
Wait a minute, Ms. Mo.
Wait. Ms. Mo, let me find out you can't take pills. You can't do the pill thing. You can't swallow them pills. No, I don't like capsules. I don't like taking capsules. They always get caught in my throat. So I pills are not a problem. I take Tylenol and stuff all the time. Certain capsules and stuff, I don't like taking them. I'll open a capsule even if it's nasty. I had an antibiotic that was a capsule, and I opened it up. The most disgusting thing I had, but I did. I opened the capsule up.
I do. Pay attention to the words that are coming out of our mouths.
Out of my mouth. So, before we get started with the capsule, pardon me, I'm sorry. Before we go into the actual topic, I just want to start with, you know, since the season, like I said, this can be a very, this can be a joyous time of the year as well as a solemn type of time of the year for people, and especially too now more so than ever, you're losing people by the droves, and you know the especially, you know, the holidays and losing, having to bury somebody, you know, at this time of the year. It's hard. I know from personal experience, I've lost many people around the holidays. You know, my mom being one, and two of her sisters, one of her nephews, and my grandmother. So it's, you know, it's hard, you know. So, but my condolences go out to, you know, a couple of families that I am personally connected to, which is the Grace McDaniels family in Greenport for the loss of Raina, and the Edwards cousin family and Turner family here in Bellport for the loss of the matriarch of their family, Ms. Diane. So, yeah, it's a rough time of the year for people. So my point of saying all of that stuff is just check on folks, you know, check on people, because mentally this stuff can be very, very draining, you know, and you have to keep an eye on things with people, you know, okay? Just keep an eye on to how they're moving and different things like that. You can't dictate, you can't control how people will react to things, but, you know, sometimes your presence is warranted, because it can be very encouraging, you know, for people to keep on keeping on, you know what I mean? So just check on your people. Make sure they all right. You know?
Fact.
Right?
That's a fact.
Yeah, just check on your people. That's all I wanted to say as far as that goes. I heard y'all gave birthday shout outs already. Yeah, happy birthday. So toast to yeah, so but the topic this evening is going into we pretty much are going to be talking about mental health, and I would like to hear from the people tonight. So anybody that's on the line, tell a friend to tell a friend. The number is 319-527-6761. Palace Radio. Sometimes I struggle to come up with a solution. I don't have the answer to everything. And, you know, we're speaking about mental health. You know, we don't need to wait till Mental Health Month or anything like that to address these situations. You have some mental health cases where people are born that way. You have some cases that are circumstantial, environmental, which goes, they're pretty much in line with each other. And, you know, to check on folks and keep an eye on things. You know, it doesn't hurt. You know, and sometimes you have to give them self-love. They might not like what you say, but some things are necessary, you know. You try to gently work with them, you know, so you don't want to seem like you're judging them. You don't want to appear to be judging, you know. It's just that some things are necessary to say in certain instances. Otherwise, people will be stuck in the same places. You know, it's okay to not be okay. I know we've covered this before. You know, so some people have a lot of pride where they don't feel they need help. Or some people have a fear of embarrassment or being exposed or something, especially too nowadays with the internet, afraid of being exposed because they, you know, so it's like, okay, go back to that cliche saying, what happens in this house stays in this house, I think. And meanwhile, your house is falling down around you because nobody is reaching out for help. It's okay to go get help. It's okay to seek a psychiatrist. It's okay to seek counseling. It's okay. You know, there's a lot of resources out there. We just have to dig and find, you know, the resources in the area that you live. You know, a lot of these things just go undone. And then when it's like sweeping stuff under rug, you keep sweeping stuff under that rug, it's going to turn that little molehill into a mountain until you can't get around it. You're going to be tripping over it. It's going to be and just spilling out everywhere. So check on folks. But tonight we're specifically really going to be talking about there was this 10-year-old in, I think, Wisconsin, was it? That unalived his mother because she told him no. First, it was two things he said, because she woke him up early, and then she told him no when it came to purchasing a virtual reality headset. So he went and stole the key off of his mother's key ring to her gun cabinet, went in there, got her gun, and shot her in her eye. Then he told the police officers that, you know, he did it by accident. He shot her by accident. And then so they allowed him to go with family members. After he was released to the grandmother, I'm assuming, to the grandmother, he went and signed into his mother's Amazon account and ordered the virtual headset anyway. So what happened was the grandmother called the police again and was saying that the story that the little boy was telling is not adding up. So that he wasn't telling the full truth about what he said. So they actually rearrested him. They are trying him as an adult. He's being held on a $50,000 bond. If he's convicted on the charges that they are trying to pursue, he can face up to 60 years in prison.
A 10-year-old?
10-year-old little boy.
I didn't know that they could even arrest and hold with or without a bond anyone under a certain age.
It varies from state to state because state laws are different. So certain areas they would do so. However, you know, they said this kid had he was troubled and he had anger issues that he had. You know, the mother has tried to get some help prior to the situation. You know, she's reaching out to church members, to counselors, to, you know, many different people. So the grandmother, everybody tried to help, but it's just a spirit that the little boy carried in him that was really, that's really an angry, destructive spirit. And that's why I speak about spirits like that. I speak about the spirits all the time. I'm very careful, though, because then they'll try to attack me. We are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings living in a human form. We don't know what kind of spirit that everybody carries. You only know what yours is until somebody else explains who they are. You know what I mean? So, but the little boy needed some major help. He had real mental issues, and you know, what do you have left when you've done all you can, according to the story, that she's done all she could, and to no avail, he ended up taking his mother's life.
So you don't think that it was a case of pretty much the system failing him? You think it was just pretty much he was just, you know, she did what she could do and ultimately ended up costing her life? So, like, what's your thought on that? Like, do you feel like the system failed? You know how some people fail? You know, the system failed my kid. I tried to get help and nothing was done, this, that, and the other. Do you think that's one of that, that's like something in this case?
No, I believe it. I don't believe it was in this case. I don't believe it was because the mother was in his, she worked in mental health. She worked in
and
mental
she
health.
Knew him.
So
she knew him. She knew it.
Yeah, and I think it's the fact that she may have felt she can handle a lot of it herself because she, and again, this is me speculation because she's not here to speak for herself. May she rest in peace.
Obviously,
but,
yeah.
You know, being and working in mental health, she thinking like maybe I could, you know, handle him or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. There's no mention mm-hmm. of his father anywhere in the story, in any story that I've read. There was mm-hmm. no mention of the father, so I don't know where the father is or whatever. And it's just, it's crazy because if they are acting like that as children, what do you think is going to happen when they become adults? You know?
Right. Yeah, so this sugar or storm. So my feeling on that is kind of like twofold, you know, because from working in that psych field, I feel like there's a difference when you are taking care of someone else's kid versus taking care of your own, dealing with someone who has a mental illness. Because I think that as parents, you know, I've dealt, without telling my own personal, I've dealt with several different situations and know people who've dealt with several different situations. And I think that the issue becomes we can fix it, you know, like, no, we can help, we can figure it out, we can do it. And sometimes we have to know when to step back and allow someone else to intervene because
mm-hmm.
it may be too close for comfort, you know. So I think that that's why, you know, I asked that question because I feel like sometimes we do have the I can fix everything. You know, we do have that mentality sometimes, and I feel like it's a gift and a curse because when it comes time to step back, we really can't because we're so connected to it. And sometimes I feel like we have to disconnect in order to be able to do it. I think that in this situation,
right.
It's very sad. It's unfortunate, you know, that, you know, the mom did, you know, lose her life. I do believe that from reading stories and listening to you that there was underlying issues from the beginning, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
They are ignored because they're sugar-coated because the parents, they want the help, but they also don't want to be a burden to other people. So they
right.
shy down on some of the help sometimes because there's no way that you can tell me that out of the blue, you know, right, out of the, you know, out of
borderline,
you know, all of a sudden, right, but all of a sudden the person snaps and this is what happens. No, there was signs leading up to it. There's always signs leading up to a killer. There's always signs. There isn't one thing. One day the person will, I mean, just like I said, it's just the storm is my opinion. I believe that there's always signs. It's just sometimes we dismiss those signs. You know, we ignore it. You know, but there's always signs. There's no way he just got up one day and was like, you know, I'm going to kill you because you said, no, I want this. No, there's signs. There's, you know, different things that kids do that give you a warning sign of how dangerous, potentially dangerous they can be. So just my opinion.
And you know what? We have a caller. Okay, well, we'll go to the caller.
Not her back.
Janine, are you there? Janine, welcome
yes,
to the program.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, how are you, ladies? It's been a while.
Hi, Janine. It's been a long time, Janine.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I hope you are all doing well.
Yes,
we are.
All over here.
We
good,
are.
Good. But this is such a great topic. And listening to it, and I agree with who was just speaking that there are a lot of signs that we sometimes ignore or we're in denial about because we don't want to think that there's anything, and it does start young, I'll say that for sure, but we don't want to think that there's anything wrong with our child, you know, but we can see some
yeah.
things, and some things are off, And it's important that we get that help at that early age, the moment that we see something. And you believe it or not, there are services that are free for your child up to 5 years old. That are absolutely free. Mm-hmm. You can go get them tested, and you know. But we, a lot of times, we don't pass that information along, especially with young parents. They don't know, and nobody's helping them. But even in the case where we are in denial, if we do find out and we think we can handle it ourselves, there are advocates out there that will advocate on behalf of our children that we don't know about. That goes along with those services that are provided. There are people that is their job, is to advocate for your child in your place where you don't know where to go and who to speak to or what agencies to connect with. There are people that will do that for you, you know. So it's all about getting the correct information. And I have to say that with this Google and this TikTok, anything you need to know is available. And that's truth.
Right. Word. Word.
You know?
Yeah. People are not doing their due diligence. And you know, for whatever reason, you know, and, you know, excuse after excuse comes. Like, I'm not just going to say excuses. Situations where...
Not knowing a lot of times, too. Right? Not knowing.
Not knowing. That's right. That not knowing, not paying attention to the signs, because either you're working all the time, or, you know, when you're home, you're tired, and you give these kids games and stuff where they just sit in front of the television because it keeps them occupied. And
and you don't have to deal
right
with
now,
them.
They're programmed to the game now, you know, so when they can't get something down, they're going to act out and, you know, stuff like that. And I feel personally, this is Ms. Mobetta, I personally feel a lot of that has happened with the kids. So that was the only thing that was keeping him calm was his game. So for him to be that enraged to the point where you wanted to kill your mother because you wanted to order something on Amazon, that's how they've been keeping him under control with game.
I'm going to tell y'all a true story. I have a family member who has a child that's 8 years old. This little boy is a genius. But he also has some mental issues. He has mental issues. And he got sent home from school for saying that he wanted to cause harm to his grandmother and to his mother. And I'm having a conversation with this family member, and I'm saying, you really need to get him some help. You really need to have him speak to somebody. They made the appointment, and the father said, oh, he doesn't really need it. I said, you're not going to be satisfied until this child burns the house down or causes harm to your mother. Then you're going to say you should have done something. And I'm telling you now, the boy is 8 years old, and this problem has been going on since he was three. Destroying things, tearing things up. Okay, so he's eight now. He's eight. What are we talking? How old was this boy? 11?
10.
Right? 10? 10? So we're looking at two more years. And this boy is gonna try to burn the house down. I'm not wishing that, but I'm saying
he tried that. He tried that already.
Look at that. Look at that. See?
He tried that already. He put something in the balloon and some flammable whatever and set the house on fire. He did.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
We do. We have to stop ignoring the signs. And we have to, even if we see it, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're looking like me, I'm looking from the outside in, and I'm saying, I'm begging and pleading, you know what? Let him talk to somebody. There's counselors in school. You know what I'm saying? Let them go speak to a social worker at school.
Right.
Allow that. And then what will happen is that social worker will then be the advocate and say there's something wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Help them identify.
Yeah, exactly. I know it could be a lot for a parent, you know, especially you are a single parent. You're trying to work, take care of your household, and you probably, you know, a parent might feel like, now I have to go back and forth and do this. But there are people, that's their job. Their job is to help.
That's right.
You know?
That's the thing
you need to do
for.
Yeah, allow them to do it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, like you said, that's when all the pride come in here.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Or nobody can tell me what to do with my kid. You have so many different branches to this stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad, because who would ever thought a 10-year-old is going to kill his mother over a virtual reality headset? You understand?
Mm.
You know, and he wasn't used to hearing. He didn't like hearing no. He didn't like hearing the word no.
Of course not. Of course not. But guess what? The word no is, it's okay. But the word no is okay. You don't have to spoil, you know, or try to overcompensate, you know, for your child. I'm all for, you know, children having tablets and stuff like that. But you have to draw the line somewhere. I really do. You have to draw the line somewhere. You have to. And a lot of these parents, they pass those tablets, those laptops, like there's no tomorrow, the cell phones. And it's a gift and a curse also, you know. It's a gift and a curse, but it also allows your kids to disconnect.
Yeah, that technology acts as babysitters, you know.
Yep.
Now, that's true.
Yeah.
That's so true. And that's what, because of whatever reason, you have some parents that just like, oh, I had to work, you know. And this is why, probably more so now, we do, it's almost necessary to have two adults in a home. Like, even if the other person is toxic, no. If they're doing crazy stuff, you don't want them to see crazy things or whatever. However, if this lady, she had four children total, you know, and I'm not sure, but I think the oldest sister was 20 years old. She was the one who actually called the police. He told his sister, like, okay, I shot mom by accident. You know, but they were working on him. He was going to see a therapist, and he was diagnosed with some things. They had cameras set up in their house because they wanted to see his behavior. That day, the mother was shot. The cameras were unplugged. Come on.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't need no cameras in my house to see my kid acting a fool and raising havoc. I'm sorry. That I do not need.
Some of us know.
I don't need a camera.
Yeah, right.
I don't need no camera in my house so y'all could be able to watch and see how my kid acts a fool and go crazy. The technology, these kids are very smart.
Right.
Everybody know how to unplug something, disconnect something, cover up something.
Whoa.
You know?
Y'all know I'm going to ask. Were these white or black or Asian or Korean?
They're black people.
Yeah, their skin color was black, but what, you know, what, you can be black.
Yeah, but you know what, believe it or not, I feel like when it comes down to stuff like that, I feel like it's, no matter who you are, the race you are, where you come from, I feel like when it comes down to your parenting and your ability to adhere to what you're really seeing and accept the fact that you do need help, that goes without color, you know. And it's clear that she did try and get help, but that's why I asked the question from the beginning. Do you feel like the system failed? Do you feel like if the system failed, you know, the parents, how do you feel about it? And I honestly feel that, unfortunately, this is one of those situations where the mom probably felt that she could do it by herself and that she only asked for help to a certain extent, because I'm sure all of you have children. I don't need a camera in my house for you to see that my kid is acting a fool and raising havoc and almost tried to set the house on fire and stuff like that.
Word.
You don't need a camera for that.
Word.
I'm only going to tell you that one time.
Then we're going to have to get other help. Let me tell y'all something. I worked with a lady, more than a few years ago, where she had cameras in her house, and she was watching her house from, you know, we would be working together, and she, I'm like, what are you talking at, girl? Oh, that's my house, my camera in my house. Look at my little baby girl. Meanwhile, she knew the reason she got the cameras was because her husband was cheating, and she was trying to find her husband, you know, cheating or whatever, see where he was, what time or whatever, whatever. Come to find more ish was going on. Yeah, more ish was going on than just the husband cheating. The kids was left alone by themselves. The 10-year-old was left watching the 1-year-old, and, you know, there was so much more going on, and the kids were out of control. She had a teenager that was out of control. It was, so you never know, and she was African-American, but stupid as could be, I tell you. You know, and she was smart in some areas, but some areas just so stupid, and we can be so smart in some areas and then just so blind.
Well, sometimes we can be too smart for our own good. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
and when you get to that point, can't nobody tell you nothing.
Listen. This lady even borrowed my phone at times, borrowed my car at times, and come to find out, her husband, and I was single at the time, and I'm still single, for all you dons out there. I was single at the time, so I was on social media. Come to find out, she went to call her husband, and her husband happened to be somebody who I had met on social media, and I had the man's phone, you know, stored in my, like, you all sorts of
wow.
And she did not even see it.
What the fuck?
Let me use your phone to call my husband.
Oh, my God.
And y'all know me. Y'all know me. When I get talking and telling my truth, I tell my truth. This is Ray Queen speaking.
Yeah,
I kid you not. This is a hot news.
We be knowing. We know. But stop her, Miss Mobetta. Stop her, Miss Mobetta. You know how she gets.
We're not going there tonight. So fast forward. It's 8:42. See how fast the time flies. I definitely wanted to bring up another topic that I really thought
Let's
we were going to talk about tonight. Oh, come on. It's 8:42, y'all.
We got a couple of minutes. You can introduce it. We have a few minutes.
Okay, we're going to do this. This is Ray Queen. I don't know the exact words, but how do you feel about, what was the side chick? It was something about being a side chick.
Why are some women comfortable being side chicks?
Okay. I got a few answers. I have a few answers. I asked a few people this question and let them know what the topic was going to be tonight. So we have from, I'm not giving no names because my divas going to know who they are. Mr. Phillips said, a side chick, it's the male's fault because the female's role has changed nowadays, and the male can't even keep up with what, us males can't even keep up with what we've done because the female role has changed so much.
Can you repeat that?
Mr. Phillips says, Mr. Phillips says, as far as the females being a side chick, he says, as a male, it is our fault. It is our fault as a male that females are comfortable being the side chick because females' roles have changed, being that, you know, females are no longer, you know, downing themselves and letting the males lead. Females are leading their own selves. They're running their own lives and playing, you know, the males. So the males can't even keep up with what they've lied about and done because the females have upped their game.
And who did you say that was? What's Mr. Phillips.
So I understand what you're saying there. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying is, in essence, that man is not her only man, the side chick.
True.
You know, I understand that. So
yep.
just as men, you know, have multiple women have multiple men now.
Right, and that's what he. Yes.
Sure. Because they can, because they're not dependent on a man to do anything for them, so they can go out twice a week with two different men, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Gamble said, if you're not married, you're single. No such thing as a side chick to an unmarried man. Mm. And then she said, married is off limits. Although now that I'm older, I would never date a man who is in any relationship. But I have when I was younger.
Okay. But I get it from all perspectives in this. I do.
Miss,
to go back to Mr. Phillips, when he was saying what it does again, and this is my opinion, when it comes to women being comfortable as side chicks, because they feel that they're winning because that's not their man, and they don't have the headache, or they're not in jeopardy of him cheating on her. Now, not that they don't do it, you know, but she'll say, oh, well, that's not my man. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was already.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And another thing is some men make it very comfortable for them. Like, you know, trinkets and trips and, you know, things like that that some of these women can't provide for themselves. And, you know, so they play step and fetch it. They play second best when it comes to holidays and things like that, that matters of the heart. The matters of the heart get cut short, and that's when the emotions start. Emotions arise. Listen, there's no, I don't care how they try to make it seem or whatever, they be home lonely and bored as hell on a holiday when their man is home with their wives. Oh, and you know what they think? Oh, he might be there with you, but he wants to be with me. If he really wanted to be with you, he would be on any day.
Right.
The sad thing about that is, it can't be stopped, because if people gonna do what they gonna do. However, this is when it's a you thing. You have to raise your standards. You have to set your standard and your boundary and know what you wanna allow and what you're not.
Word.
I'm saying, generally speaking.
I read something the other day, and I think I think the point that I took from what the lady was saying pretty much was, like, he wasn't knocking the fact that, okay, married, you know, whatever it is. She was just saying that, like, she was at a point in her life where she was okay with not having to deal with a cheating husband, you know, or a cheating spouse, because she had dealt and, you know, she had relationships where she was that wife, you know. She was the person that was on the other side, and that these women showed no loyalty to her or her husband. They were out for themselves. They didn't want to have to deal with the making sure their cook, you know, dinner is done, making sure the kids are taken care of. They didn't want that responsibility. So they were okay with being that person on the side that just came and got money from time to time and was able to travel the world because they had no kids and no attachment, you know. So the lady was explaining that there's baggage there,
and that at this point in her life, she's okay with being the side chick because she was already the wife and she knows how it feels. So now she wants to allow someone else to feel what she felt, you know? So it's karma like that. You know, right.
Ooh,
and she was explaining that, like, yes, she's damaged, you know, or she feels a little defeated from time to time, but she's okay with not having that man with them crying kids on a holiday, you know, but she'll take the man with the gift that'll come and give her something that she needs before she does go out with her girlfriends or before she does go out of state or out of the country on his money and their dime. See?
Right, right, right.
So I wanted to just, like, when I heard the topic, I wanted to chime in because that was so ironic that, you know, being able to talk to someone and listen to other people and for them to actually say, like, no, this is what I'm saying. And then they wanted people to understand. I was that person before.
That ain't really
helpful. I know what it feels like. And I'm okay being the side chick now because there's no strings attached to that. And I do what I want and I still get the benefits without the kids.
Wow.
Ms. Maurice said...
Hello?
Can y'all hear me? Now,
yeah.
We can hear you now. Oh, okay. Okay. Ms. Maurice said, can't trust men these days. They will tell you they are single even though they are married and got kids. Most men are only loyal to themselves. A man that tells you the truth about his relationship and status are rare. Being the side chick has its advantages and disadvantages.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't think there was a wrong answer to this. Yeah. I was getting ready to say that. I mean, it's the fault of really, I put the blame on whoever you have the allegiance to. You understand what I'm saying? Because whether she knew or not or whatever, but he has a pledge or he set himself up with another woman, you know, or another man, because women do it too. So I don't want y'all to think we're biased over here. You already know, you know, women do it too. So, like, but he has himself set up in a whole nother situation where your allegiance is to somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? Now, is that side chick selfish? Absolutely. You're absolutely selfish. And again, they'll put up a facade just saying, oh, I'm good and this and that. No, you have, that's an empty existence. You understand? Because other than that, you can go out and date a single man and get the same reward. You understand? So,
I think the difference comes in with being a side chick, and hear me out, is that she knows that there's another woman. So she doesn't really have to worry about him going and having a wandering eye and cheating on her with somebody else. Try to understand what I'm saying. She knows that this one woman exists, and that's the only woman that she has to worry about in her mind. She doesn't have to worry about him doing anything with anybody else because he's already got somebody else. And the fact that he wants to have something to do with her, she's accepting of that. So him cheating, she doesn't have to worry about him cheating because she already knows about his wife or whoever this other woman is. So that insecurity is not there. And that's why you see these side chicks looking like they bossing up, like they ain't got a care in the world. They don't got to worry about him cheating on. Right? You know what I'm saying? He ain't going nowhere. All he doing is going home. He going home. After he leave me, he going home. Right?
Yeah, right.
Time is of the essence. Right. Time is of the essence. And I did not want to do this, you know, this close to the ending of the show. But we can definitely continue this later. It's 8:54, and normally, you know, we go around a circle and give our final comments on tonight's show. I'm going to say something real quick. This is Ray Queen. Like I said, there is no right or wrong answer to anything that we bring up because we, you know, we're not judgmental. We're just you know, passing on our experiences, our opinions, and all that stuff. So with that being said, oh, my gosh, tonight was a great show. And our first caller of the night, please, share your experience with tonight's show and what you think of the topics.
I thought tonight's show was amazing, amazing. I love the topics, both topics. I just wanted to touch on the first one about the mental health. And I just wanted to reiterate how important it is for us to address our own issues and not ignore them. And I'm speaking personally, you know, as a 52-year-old woman who's just now realizing that, hey, you know, there's some things that I need to talk to a professional about. I can't talk to anybody and everybody about what I'm going through. And so I recently sought the help of a professional. And I'm going to tell you, I don't regret it. I don't regret it. It's opened up doors for me that were closed. It's allowing me to see a different side of myself. It's allowing me to be a better person, a better individual, a better friend. So mental health is worth it if you make it worth it for you. If you have to feel that it's worth it, that you're worth it. No matter what, you're worth it.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. You are worth it.
Amen. You are. Amen. I second that. I second that. And third that and fourth that. That's a fact.
Okay.
What she said. What she said. This is a queen. I'm passing on the mic. I have nothing left.
Absolutely. We definitely appreciate you, Janine.
Thank you, lady. Thank you.
For calling in and interacting with us divas, you know. It's good to hear. It's good to hear from our public, you know what I mean? Like, again, we never know who has what kind of information that can help us and or something that, you know, that you can help them. So, like, you know, my late grandmother used to always say, one hand washes the other and they both wash the face. And the things that we are doing, you know, it's going to take a collective effort. It takes collective effort. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to mental health. When it comes to the mental health, if you need an intervention, you need an intervention. You know. So, and again, don't think that you're fighting your fight alone. You don't have to. On any level, even a man that's having an issue who thinks you need a side chick and all kinds of stuff like that. Like, listen, bro, sis, get y'all shit together, like for real. First of all, we got too many things going around here that we don't know where it's coming from. You better keep your asses home. Better stay in the house. That part, you know, but. Listen, it's definitely been an awesome show, and it will continue.
Yep.
Thank for all our callers and listeners for chopping it up with us, for tuning in. Make sure y'all tune in with us next week, same time, numbers 319-527-6761. And I just want to give y'all something real quick. I keep repeating the number because I've been trying to remember it myself.
You and me both.
Thank you, because I can't. Thank you. I mentioned it, but I can't recite the number. Thank you, Diva.
I just want y'all to know when we speak sometimes, we speak into ourselves first. We got to speak to us first. So, you know, we just here throwing out stuff at people. We're not shooting at nobody. You know, so we about it. Most of the stories that we speak of anyway are personal stories, believe it or not. Unless there's something that we read on the internet or, you know, or saw in the news or something. Most of our stories are personal stories. So, but we want y'all to stay encouraged, you know what I mean? And if you need some help, go get help. It's out there. Check your local charities. Check the hospital. Go to police station. Anywhere, somewhere to a church. You can stop by any church or whatever. If there's a pastor or something you want that you need to speak to, go out and speak to them. Speak to these people. Talk to somebody. You know, get yourself some help. It's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to go get help.
That's
period.
Right. That part right there. What you just said, it's okay not to be okay.
Word.
That right there, that always sticks with me. You know, it's your girl Storm.
Word.
That sticks with me because people don't understand that it is okay not to be okay. Like in the perfect world of which we live in, you know, it's okay to not feel 100%. It's okay, you know. And I keep telling myself that because, you know, some of us have, like, these personalities of, like, I could fix it, I could do all things. I'm just going to keep run. And meanwhile, you're hiding and you're covering up so many different battles and stuff that you're dealing with in thought that it becomes overwhelming sometimes. So I definitely enjoyed tonight's show. You know, I do feel that with the topic with the son, I do believe that, you know, it unfortunately wasn't the system that failed him. It was the system of which his living arrangements and his parenting. And I feel that as parents, we do have to pay attention to those signs and those warnings and get the help and not be afraid to say, I need help. You know, we need help. It takes a village to raise these children. I feel like a lot of us don't have that village. And sometimes when we don't have that village, it makes it 10 times harder to be more effective as parents.
Right.
So
that's right.
I would definitely say that, you know, we have to pay attention. There are warning signs, and we just have to make sure that we pay attention to those. I enjoyed myself tonight. Please just take that hurt people do hurt people in all aspects of life. So you want to pay attention to that and make sure that when you're saying stuff, when you're expressing how you feel to other people, that you're not pushing your thoughts and your feelings and your hurt on other people as you express how you feel about whatever it is you may be going through. So that's your girl Storm. Have a blessed and safe weekend, everybody. And be safe out there. And look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place.
Yeah.
in a bar.